Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Planetarian, Storyteller of the Stars. And no, I know what you're thinking. Jack, didn't you guys just talk about this last week? And I say, nay. We did not talk about this one last week. We talked about the Reverie of a Little Planet. All right. This is Storyteller of the Stars. Obviously, very, very different. Obviously, vastly different from it. I mean, like they share Planetarian in the beginning for the first part of the name. But that's all right. But you know what? Before we dive into it, before we really kind of get into the nitty gritty of it all, we were talking about bunch of random nonsensical stuff, talking about how we are both wonderfully smart and individuals, and we're both very wonderful and handsome and gorgeous, some might even say, or probably not, but more than likely it's just delusions in our head. But that's okay. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, you go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast to catch a part of that wider conversation, or you can always join us live on twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast. Whenever we do go live, we do send out a little bit of a notification, at least in our Discord, for those who are interested, and to make sure that they know that we are alive and kicking, and come join us and hang out with us. And before we dive into this week's choice, I want to talk to you about Tokyo Treat. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jack, what is Tokyo Treat? Well, Tokyo Treat is a monthly snack box subscription service where you'll get up to 20 exclusive limited edition and seasonally flavored snacks. Now, these snacks aren't just any old snack that you go down to the corner store and buy. No. These are limited edition and seasonally flavored snacks that are only available in Japan for a limited time. So these are truly unique snacks that you just can't go and find anywhere willy-nilly. And every box has a theme. And that's one of the things I really love about every single box, is every month there is a theme where you're able to go through and just enjoy the different flavors and tastes and moments that they want to help take you on these wonderful journeys. Now, spring has arrived in Japan, and with it comes the much anticipated cherry blossom viewing season, known as Hanami Experience. The enchanted beauty of Japan's sakura season with Tokyo Treat's special sakura box. Now, like I was saying before, every month has a theme. And this month's box features a beautifully designed sakura-themed box filled with a lot of sakura-inspired snacks and teas. And this theme is called Sakura Snacktastic. A couple of the snacks that I personally enjoyed in there were the spring cracker, the sakura cassia cake, and sakura shortbread cookies, along with the sakura leaf crackers. Those were just a couple of my favorite in there. Honestly, there were a lot more in there. And plus the pear tarts, the little mini pear tarts that were in there. Oh, absolutely delicious. Loved them. Couldn't get enough of them. And honestly, that's how I feel with every single box. Every single box. Honestly, the treats that are in there are great. And I honestly eat through them way too fast, way faster than what I honestly should. I honestly cannot have that box last more than a day. And another great thing about it is you also get a booklet with every single box. This booklet tells you all kinds of stuff about Japan. It helps you know more about them and their culture, helps enlighten you to who they are, but also it tells you about the snacks themselves, and it lets you know what those allergens are in there, because you know what? What if you're allergic to something and you don't want to take a chance? They also provide that information for you, which is really important, especially if you want to be able to enjoy something and not have to worry about what you're eating. They provide all of that easily readable information for you. Now, special for our listeners, if you go to our show notes and you click on the affiliate link that we have for you and then use coupon code featured anime, you will get $5 off that first box. That's right. If you use our affiliate link along with coupon code featured anime, you'll get $5 off that first box. And trust me, those boxes are worth it. Those treats are always so delicious. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And if you want to help support us through other means by not doing that, which is okay, it's not for everyone, although I do encourage you, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com and buy yourself some swanky swag like that as well and make yourself look good while you're out and about on town. Of course, all our contact information and everything like that is available for you on our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. And now on to the meat and brotatoes. Planetarian, Storyteller of the Stars, came out in September 2016. Producer for it is Visual Art. Studio is David Production. It's based off of a visual novel. Genre for it is drama and sci-fi, and it ran for about an hour 55 minutes. And yes, and I know what you're all are thinking. It was like September 2016. Is that too far after when the 5-episode series came out? And the answer to that question is no. No, it is not too far after the series came out. In case you missed last week's episode, the series came out July 2016 through August 2016. So this literally came out 1 month after the series. And I know what you're thinking again, Jack. Obviously, it's vastly different, or it's a continuation on the story. And Rick, he's like, Jack, this is obviously a continuation, right? Before he watched it, I said, nay, it is not. it's about an hour of it's a recap.
I was going to say, but you lied to me because a little bit of it is.
Not much.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, about an hour out of the hour and 34 is the previous 5 episodes. And if you tuned into last episode, you'd hear us talk about how, well, I felt like they did a really good job making you connect to the character. I felt that they made a really good job of you connecting in a big way. That said, the movie didn't at all, and it kind of annoyed me. I still liked it, don't get me wrong, but I felt like all of the work that the 5 episodes did to endear you, to change, to watch the I guess, feelings, not feelings isn't the right word, it goes from animosity to care in our main character's face and stuff like that. And they do show a very short transition of I don't trust anything to you are the light of the world kind of thing. And they don't really do a good job to convey that feeling to the audience. So I imagine they're heavily reliant that you watched the previous 5 episodes.
Well, it's not just that. Like, they do cut out some of the stuff from this from the movie, from the episodes. Some of it was like kind of the fluff. Some of it, not so much. I did notice that they did change up the animation style in between the two, and yes, how it starts off is also different too. So, in the movie, you get a little bit more of a context of the current state of the world for them. Anyways, it's like 30 years after. I'm just throwing 30 years out there. I don't know the exact time frame on it. I don't think we were ever really given a time frame on it. But years have passed since the 5-episode series, and what he's doing is he's talking about how there's a dwindling life population on the Earth, and he's going around trying to tell people to, you know, like being a storyteller of the stars, literally, and basically doing what he had told Yumime what she was going to do. Like, he is doing his best to live that life, to make it so that way they are going out there and doing that, right? Like he, because at the end of the series, when she was dying and from being shot, obviously blown to pieces from the waist down, he said, "Oh, everyone's over there on the other side. They're waiting for you. They have a new planetarium for you to use." And he had this envisioned of being able to do that, and so he actually fell through with it and went through looking basically at the same time for a robot body that he could put her in so that way they can basically reconnect and she can continue to do what she was originally going to do. Now, how it starts off is he is in the desert, or not the desert, he is in a desolate, snowy wasteland, falls down and he's brought in, and there's one person that does recognize him. I do find it interesting, like the buildings that they are in, and they do provide some context, but they're in a bunker underground, and the state of the world is kind of like really brought to the forefront at this point. Like before, it's like, oh, there's, you know, people are dying or whatever, but you know, society might kind of like get off the ground and eventually take off. And I don't think that's exactly what's going to end up happening.
No, unfortunately, you're looking at a dying society.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean,
dying planet is technically what it is, but
well, I mean, they're still able to farm inside. They're able to do things that, you know.
Yeah, but even then, they talk about how the crops aren't as plentiful, and food is becoming more and more scarce. They also talk about how the last fertile man died within that commune, right? Within that group of people. And you know, there's other communes and people and everything like that out there. However, when you meet Kazuya, he is a much, much older man. He is like knocking on death's door. He apparently, I'm assuming from when he broke his leg, had to actually amputate it, you know? Yeah. And so he's walking around without an extra leg now, and he's all kinds of hurt. But he goes around telling the story of the stars, and you know that he's gone and educated himself because he knows a fair amount about the stars. So he's found like books and he's read books, and at this commune or at this shelter, rather, you have three children, basically the last three children in that entire area in general.
Well, yes, and there's two boys and one girl, and it's going to sound kind of odd, but like there was a lot of emphasis placed on the old man not being of breeding quality. Like that was that was the main sticking point for like lots of conversation there, and it made me think that. Go ahead.
It's not that wasn't of breeding quality; it's that he was just too old, right?
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
Okay.
He was too old to do it.
I thought you were like, no, yeah.
Oh, no. They specifically said that he's too old to do anything.
It's like, he's too old. Still, you know.
It made me think this star seer of the sky, you know, probably had the ability to sow wild oats all over because he was a traveler and welcomed everywhere. And
well, you know what, man? Maybe he had his heart set on Yumime because he did carry. Yeah, why not?
Okay,
why not?
I mean, in a world that's declining, that in desperate need of new people, let's fall in love with the robot.
You know what, dude? The heart wants what the heart wants.
I guess,
but you know, I mean, like the thing is, right? So. Joking aside, they do make that comment, right? And I feel like it, you know, I had like other things to kind of go along with it, and those were just like kind of like the highlights of it at the same time. But like that, and he was like sickly too.
Oh yeah, he was coughing up blood, bad lungs.
Well, they also bad it's like
internals, you said.
Yeah, like he was knocking on heaven's door for sure, and they do comment on it. And one of the reasons why they get rid of him is one, because they're not going to be intimate with that guy, and they're not going to try and you know help replenish the replenish their,
yeah,
you know, we all know where we're going with this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then they also comment on him like he's eating a lot and everything like that. And he's putting the kids to work and everything like that, you know, and they're just in general, not happy. And it's more like I understand
the kids away from this work.
Well, no, because he's there. They go and they do their work and then immediately they go and help him. So they still take care of their responsibilities. And that was said, but then they're immediately running to go and help him. And
yeah,
so the thing is for them, it's like, well, one, he's having the kids help him out with stuff, which I don't know why he's doing that. He shouldn't be having him help him. He's eating a lot of food. He's sickly. He's not going to be productive for us in general. Like, and so the elders vote to like, hey, get out of here. Get, you know, deuces. And now, granted, I mean, like, we're kind of like skipping over it. But again, like a good 75% of this is just a recap of the 5-episode series.
Sadly, yeah.
So, I mean, like, there's not, it's not like there's a terrible amount of substance in here. But, I mean, like, there is some good stuff, right? So, like, his interaction with the kids, and then you finally get to see what he goes around, like, telling people about, talking about the stars and everything like that. And you find out why some people are, like, really all for it. You also hear about, in general, how, you also hear stories about how like other areas aren't exactly positive and welcoming and
yeah. Well, so a lot of these places have gotten to the point of if you're not an asset, you're a liability.
Yeah.
Like brass tacks, be productive or GTFO, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like pull your weight or, you know, if you don't work, you don't eat kind of thing. And it's not because we don't want to feed you. It's because you didn't contribute enough to you're a negative gain.
Yeah.
And it sounds incredibly harsh, but the world is in a very harsh condition.
Yep. Well, it's not even just that, right? It's a lot of people are just very distrustful too, right?
Oh, so big if
you,
time.
You let someone, you let someone that you don't know walk in, you don't know who they are, what diseases they carry with them, if they're going to kill you or if they're a spy or whatever else is going on, you know, like, you don't know. You don't know.
Or, I was going to say, and from what we talked about, or if they're going to take all your women.
Right. Yeah. Or if they're going to take your women. I mean, like, honestly, I mean, like, given the state of the world that it's in, I wouldn't be surprised if some people went that route.
Yeah. Well, so from what I'm seeing here, and he makes it to, I'm going to say, I feel like it's either Northern America or Northern Russia, given the distance he had to travel. Didn't really cross any waters. The sky he was talking about, the building that they found, it reminds me of a convent, religious convent. And surprise, surprise, there actually is a robot there, but he didn't really see it for whatever. But
it reminds me
of a religious institution.
Right. Well, we don't know if he didn't cross waters, if there's still waters there, or what the heck's going on. Because
there's still waters. I didn't think about that.
Because, I mean, like, I feel like they start off on Japan.
Yeah.
Japan is an island surrounded by water.
You got a point.
I mean, like, to be fair, they never specified.
No, not once.
Like, any particular area that he was at. Or anything like that. They just called it Sarcophagus City. It's like, hey, well, that's nice. Let's avoid that place.
Seriously though.
But yeah, no, it's for sure. It's, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of recap, not a lot of substance. It's very shallow. But you do get little bit of closure and then, I mean, like, if you watch the ending credits, you kind of get the idea, because if I remember correctly, Rick, you had said you confirmed to me that they had that they did talk about like a space.
It was a space race,
space colonization type thing. Right. And I didn't remember that you had confirm, you had told me, you're like, no, they did mention it, and they mentioned it like once randomly in there.
It was very brief.
Right. Okay. And this, all this does, honestly, if you watch the ending credits, just confirms that they have a spaceship out there
somewhere.
Yay! Spreading something. Well, out there with her voice telling people to come check out the stars.
Yeah. 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 No. So one of the things that I thought was really nice about this, and one of the few things, because it wasn't, aside from the recap, aside from the distaste I had in the mouth from that, it felt like a passing of the torch, but it also felt like the start of a legend, start of a mythical potential story of a man who once did all these great feats and taught these children how to use his star machine. And what I mean by star machine, it's like a star viewer. Basically, you wind it up and it goes and it shows you what the stars look like. And if you listen to him, he goes through this spiel, which, true to his name, Starteller. You know what I mean? And
Storyteller. Storyteller.
Storyteller of the stars.
Thank you. Don't shortchange the poor guy. He's already walking around without a limb, extra limb. All right? He's only got two legs. One of them's fake.
Life shortchanged him. Anyway, he goes through the whole spiel one time. He explains to the children one time what this is, how to make it work, and they're enthralled. They're bright eyed, bushy tailed, all that stuff, and they're like, "We definitely want to learn about this. We want you to teach us. We want this. We want that." He goes, "Well, here's the manual. My writing sucks. Hope you can read it. Here is the story that goes along with it. I made it up as I went. Here, take this memory chip that you'll know nothing about. It's important. And a whole bunch of memories are on it. And it's like a USB drive. Not a USB drive. It's a microchip. Micro SD memory chip." And I felt that he got shortchanged by a crazy amount. Because at the end of, not the end, but like near the end, he found a robot. And I was like, sweet, he's going to plug this memory chip in. She's going to come back. He's going to say his goodbyes and die. Nope. Nope.
Negative. Negative. Nope. Yeah. No.
I was like, I feel like I've ran a marathon. I see the finish line. And a truck is driving away with the finish line. Like, what the heck?
It's like, not even that. It's not even that. You see the finish line, truck comes in, and you think you're being isekai'd, and you get shortchanged again. There ain't no isekai for you. You're just, you just got railed by a truck.
Yeah. Yeah, bleeding out, longingly looking. The finish line has become anime style. It's got those eyes, the ooh-woo face. And it's like...
And then you hear this...
Rickson.
Yeah. Sorry, Rick, you do not qualify for the isekai transition. Yeah.
You haven't earned enough social credits. Oh, goodness. We would say try again, but this was your third try.
Just kidding. This was your first try. You get no second chances.
Yeah, right.
Sucker. Honestly, that's exactly how it felt, too. It's like, well, that sucks. This was lame.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, there was a couple things in here. It was like, what was the purpose of this again? Why did they do it this way? What's going on with this? Like, what's the deal? Like, enlighten me as to what the hell's going on. But no.
Yeah,
we get burned hardcore,
and that's why I feel like legends were made, and like Chupacabra and stuff like that, where it's a story of a story of a story of a real event that was witnessed and verbally told, so that the telling of it becomes more fantastical and more convoluted what actually happened. And it's just, I feel bad because these kids are going to go out and they're going to be storytellers of the sky, of the stars. And
I was about to say,
I saw the lip quiver.
and from tears of sadness because you got it wrong.
They're going to go forth and spread, for lies? Lack of a better word, a false idea of what they believe is true. And because they believe it, they're going to tell everybody. And when the sky finally does clear up in like 3 or 4 generations, I assume, they're going to be like, what's that? Those aren't stars. They're not running at us. They're not inside. Those aren't real. No one's ever seen them.
Well, I mean,
so we don't know.
We have no idea how it's going to shake out or anything like that. We don't know like the full breadth of everything that he's been telling them or anything like that, or the information and knowledge that they'll be able to consume and read. Right. So, you know, I mean, like, it'll come to like specific individuals or people trying to teach them. It's like, no, this is fairy tale. This is reality. This is not this and that. So, well, it'll, you know, I don't know. Obviously, we're not getting another one. I think they,
no,
we're not going to pure speculation beyond this point. And speculation, I don't want to waste on.
Well, here's the thing. If we do get another one, it's just going to be a recap.
That is true. They will recap the movie and then they will recap the series, and then we'll have 15 minutes of pure original content. Although I feel like if they were going to do it, they would have done it in October of 2016.
Seriously.
Because they didn't wait long for the movie. Like, and this is kind of the problem that I have, right? The series came out in ended in August 2016, with the movie coming out in September 2016. Like, what was the purpose? What was the reasoning or the need for the entire recap of the series?
There wasn't.
Okay. All right. Well, at least we're on the same page for that. So I got nothing else, man.
I'd love to say I got plenty else, but I don't.
All right, then. Well, in that case, on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
I'm going to rate this a 7. And the reason I'm rating it a 7 is I feel like it had potential. It had serious potential. It just flopped hard.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Me, personally, I don't feel comfortable giving it more than a 4.
See, I was going to say that, but I have to take into account the material it came from.
I don't have to take into account anything. It was trash. I didn't like it. It was an entire recap of what we just watched. I don't like most of it. I don't see the purpose or the reasoning behind it. Yeah, they changed the art of it a little bit. They cleaned it up a little bit, but that's about it. I mean, it's kind of like there, and it's I mean, like, that's about it. I mean, like, it's there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it again. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. I personally would not watch it again in general, but it's not horrible. It's just, it's just not good. It's just, it was a giant waste of time for me. So that's why I'm giving it a 4. So before I talk about what we're watching next, is there anything else you would like to say, impart? Talk about, let us know, enlighten us.
No, I'm good.
You don't want to tell us a story of the stars?
No, no, not even close.
All right. Well, next week we are going to be watching Appleseed. It's a 1988 movie. It's like just over an hour, and that's about it. Well, if you feel like we did this too much justice, not enough justice, got everything right, everything wrong, or just plain old or couple of ninnies, feel free to let us know. All our contact information and everything like that is available in the show notes. You could also go to featuredanimepodcast.com and get all our contact information. If you want to help support us, help us grow, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to some bonus content, and it will help us grow. if you don't want to support us like that, but you still want to get yourself some, maybe some tasty treats, you could go to our affiliate link for Tokyo Treats in the show notes and use that link with coupon code featured anime. And then you will get $5 off that first box and it helps support us. And trust me, those treats are delicious. They are truly wonderful. You won't be disappointed. And if you want to, you know, buy some swanky swag, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.